Ken Tassett stands up a 3-foot cardboard sign in the bed of his pickup truck, painted with "We support you and we love you."
Any of the staff members and the first responders and so forth, they just step up to the plate, and I really admire those people that do that.
Tassett is a board member for the Villas, the long-term care facility in Sherman, where an outbreak of coronavirus has sickened at least 60 residents and 40 employees.
Well, it's unfortunate it happened at this one, but it could happen at any one of them.
As cars begin to line up in Sherman's Park off Business 55, Sean Moser is walking up and down the line, handing out little yellow hearts that read, "Pray for the Villas."
I'm a director at an intermediate care facility for developmentally disabled men, and we know the struggles of what it is to battle something like this.
Moser is director of Brother James Court in Springfield. He says his facility hasn't had any coronavirus cases, but has been preparing and taking precautionary measures.
We want to make sure that we're free of it, but we also want to show our support for people or other organizations that are going through it.
By the time we finish talking, dozens and dozens of vehicles have pulled in. A few have painted "Villas Strong" and "Thank You" on their windows. It seems like the entire town is showing up, and that makes sense.
I just can't demonstrate it through words how much the Villas mean to the people of the Village of Sherman.
Trevor Klatfelter is president of the Village's board. He says the Villas is an economic engine, yes, providing more than 100 jobs to care for the 80 residents, but there's more.
We're here for them. They've always been here for us.
Klatfelter says since the stay-at-home order went into effect, he's been working with residents and the police department to organize birthday parades for kids who can't have parties. So when he heard morale was low at the nursing home.
So this is one way that we can stay safe, stay away from the Villas, and show support and bring happiness and joy.
And with a police escort leading the couple hundred cars that have gathered, the parade makes its way to the entrance of the Villas. There, staff in scrubs and masks are waiting. The cars drive by slowly, and kids and adults shout their thanks and encouragement. It takes about 20 minutes for all the cars to pass and includes vehicles from Mill Creek, the Villas of Holybrook, and other nursing homes from around the area. Sharon Reynolds, the administrator for the Villas, is awed by the number of people who showed up. She says Brother James Court, among other facilities, have been very supportive.
They have been so good to us. They feed us meals during the day. They bring our residents spiritual books and crossword puzzles and things that, you know, would make them happy.
She says caring for residents in the midst of an outbreak has been challenging.
That's very emotional for us because it is a struggle. It's tough. We are people. We're human. We love these people.
More than 20 residents have died from COVID-19 in the last few weeks. Reynolds says staff and residents haven't had time to grieve.
We will have at some point when we can all be together where we can actually hug each other. We want to do a ceremony, you know, to honor those people as well.
For now, the joy the parade brings won't just stay with those who were able to stand outside and watch.
We will go in now and we will show all our residents those videos, and they'll love that. They will love it.
Reynolds says before the parade, they asked residents to make the posters hanging in the windows of the home. One reads, "Half staff plus half residents equals one family."
We will heal. It'll take a long time, but we know we are so committed to this public.
I'm Mary Hansen.